This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I mean, you get nothing but bad news, it seems like, on terms of injuries and ejections and suspensions. You got maybe your best player, Aiden Hutchinson, season-ending injury. You get Jameson Williams, your most explosive player, suspended. You get one of your great playmakers ejected in that game. Do you have other guys that still aren't back from injury, like Malcolm Rodriguez and Josh Pascal, and Davenport's done for the year. Derek Barnes, who knows? Carlton Davis left the field at one point. And here you got Ennis Rakestra out there and James Houston and Brandon Joseph and Trevor Nowoski and Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars all making plays for you defensively out of nowhere.
If they don't trade for Mark Aguirre, they're not going to win the championship.
Yeah, or Rasheed Wallace, one of the two.
248-539-9797. Still no trade to report at this hour. We continue to monitor the news today that could impact the Lions is New Orleans bombs out their head coach. They might be now looking to move some pieces, and they would have some useful ones up front defensively. Cam Jordan being one. Gator, you're big on Chase Young. I don't think there's a chance in hell they'll go for Chase Young, but you brought it up.
Bigger on Carl Granderson.
Carl Granderson's available as well. Yep, 248-539-9797. Could be available, I should
say. And I only bring up Chase Young because I don't think he'd cost anything.
Yeah. So. Now, I don't know. I got the sense they didn't want him last year, so I don't know why they'd want him this year at any cost. But let's go to JD in West Bloomfield. You're next. Hi, JD.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but if they don't improve that edge rush, they're not going to make it near the Super Bowl. They're just not. And one Ladarius Smith will help, but they're going to need two Ladarius Smiths on the other side, too. And if they stand pat or just get Ladarius Smith, I don't think it's going to be enough.
Why don't you think it's enough when that they've won three games without Aiden Hutchinson?
Yes, I've seen that, but neither of those three teams had an elite quarterback. An elite quarterback like Allen in Buffalo or Mahomes or Lamar Jackson will tear them apart with what
all
they
Super
have
Bowls now. They'd face in the Super Bowl that they won't even get close to.
I think maybe Ladarius Smith or someone Zedarius. Like him might get him to the Super Bowl.
It's Zadarius.
But I don't think it's enough. I think they should go for one of the big three, like Crosby, Garrett, and Hendrickson. I know it would cost them at least two number ones and maybe another high draft pick. But I think those guys would love it. But
if none of those guys are available, JD, then you have to look at the rest of the group. And it doesn't sound like any of those guys are
available. I agree with you, but Ladarius Smith just by himself.
Zadarius. Say it with me. Zadarius.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't think just he is enough to get them to the Super Bowl. I think they need another edge rusher on the other side.
Well, I think everybody would like to see it. But if they don't make a trade, season's over.
I don't think they get near the Super Bowl if they don't make a trade.
So they're the best team in the NFC right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to look at handicap the rest of the NFC. They beat the Packers. And
Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, Philly's playing better.
Yep.
But
Minnesota's still a tough team.
I don't like Minnesota.
They beat
the Vikings. They barely beat the Vikings, but they did that without Hutchinson. And even after watching last night, it further hammers home that Sam Darnold's just not very good. Do I think they need to add another player?
Yes,
I do.
And
I think if they were to add Zadarius Smith, do I think that's enough to keep them atop the NFC? I do. I do.
I mean, they might still be there anyway, playing without Aiden Hutchinson.
Well, he didn't do the best job of, you know, trying to come across, because he kept saying Ladarius Smith, first of all. But I think some fans do have the fear. I want to ask you guys the question is, clearly they can win games without yep. Aiden Hutchinson, but how sustainable is this? And at some point, does it catch up to you not having a guy who can get to the quarterback consistently?
It can. Or better than what it they can. Have, it's, you know? It's part of pass defense, and I like their pass defense still because of the secondary, and they've certainly been weakened up front. And then more will be asked of the secondary because they're just simply going to have to cover longer. It's been a remarkable job to essentially get by without much pressure on quarterbacks, but they have gotten by, and they've done so, I guess, with flying colors. There's two pretty impressive back-to-back wins. You know, and I'm another test on with Houston. Look, they're trying, man. Trust me, they're trying. The whole go get Max Crosby or Myles Garrett thing is, of course those players would be great, but you have to understand that they aren't for sale on the shelf at the store. You don't just walk in and say, I'll take that. There has to be a want on the other teams, and they've repeatedly said, whether it's negotiating or not, they have no interest. Don't be mad. Please, Detroit, don't be mad at him if it's not Max Crosby or Myles Garrett, unless they get traded elsewhere for something that you go, oh my God, that's all it took. But I have a pretty strong suspicion that come Wednesday at 4:01, Max Crosby's a Raider, Myles Garrett is a Brown, and Trey Hendrickson's a Bengal.
I would expect all three of the big names to stay put. I mean, you could. I would strongly make a case to try to acquire any one of the three.
Sure.
But trying to convince the Raiders to give up the heartbeat of their team, that's not going to be easy. Trying to convince the Bengals to try to give up their incredible pass rusher in Trey Hendrickson while they're still trying to make the playoff run, I mean, that's an uphill battle. And then, of course, Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
It's a similar situation. If you're talking to Cleveland and Cleveland's and you're talking about Myles Garrett and Cleveland says no, but we can give you Zadarius Smith. If you're telling me no on that guy, then I'll take this guy.
Meanwhile, the Bengals are one game out of a playoff spot. They could you imagine that fan base if they traded a player that had four sacks yesterday when they're one game out of a playoff spot?
I don't think there's a chance in hell this happens, but I think you got to call the Raiders again.
Of course.
I mean, they just fired their offensive coordinator. Antonio Pierce just said to the reporters, he doesn't know who's going to call plays when they come back from the bye week. There is nothing there. They traded Davante Adams. They have no quarterback. They're on a full-scale rebuild, and maybe they don't want to admit this to themselves, but there is nothing there for them. The best thing for them to do would be to trade Max Crosby for a Godfather deal if you want to give it up.
What we said all along is that today is the day where they circle back, and maybe even a little bit tomorrow. They still think about things, but one of the reasons why I don't think they've made a trade yet is because teams told them, we're going to play all our games leading up to the trade deadline, and then we'll decide what we're going to do. And if you look at it that way, then that's a matter of trying to get the best possible deal that can help your team. 248, and you wait till the last second to make sure you do your best to make that deal. 248-539-9797. Nick on a cell is next. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, Nick.
Yeah, I was just going to call and talk about the hit on Branch and then for him getting ejected. I didn't think that was necessarily directed at the Lions or anything like that because I thought the same thing happened to Puka Nacua. He had a personal foul, and then he was ejected as well.
Well, he threw a punch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that, like, well, yeah, it's different, but I never seen people really get ejected for that before.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, usually in the NFL, when somebody gets ejected, it's because of a fight. It's not because of a hit.
Yeah, I just thought that maybe it wasn't. I thought that maybe the New York people were just doing something different this week, if not necessarily to the Lions, but they were looking to eject players this week for personal fouls when they usually wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I found some inconsistencies in the way they ruled some of the hits that were similar to Branch's. But hey, look, they survived it. I just hope this doesn't become an issue with this team moving forward, some sort of, you know, reputation or something, meaning that the Lions are getting an inordinate amount of personal fouls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.